The two NDC parliamentary aspirants in Akwetia have been made to sign an undertaking to accept the results of the elections following the earlier misunderstanding which led to the postponement of the elections. The Deputy Eastern Regional Secretary of the NDC, Francis John Prey, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the differences have been resolved, adding that voting has so far been peaceful.
So far, so good. The elections started around 7 a.m. The process is going on well. As normal voting process, we haven't had any difficulties or any security implications or whatsoever. We are voting in about 22 centers with over 8,000 people. And so far, so good.
How many candidates are vying for the NDC's parliamentary seat?
Yeah, just two. The incumbent, Obajama, Deputy Minister for Employment, and then one basket and here blessed.
Why are you now having the elections in that part?
Actually, we had the NDC, both presidential and parliamentary elections, the 21st of November last year. But due to some misunderstanding and some security implications, we were advised actually by the security agencies that our constituency wasn't safe at the time for the elections to take place. So the national executives, together with the regional executives, agreed and adhered to the advice from the security agencies. And we postponed the Akwetia parliamentary primary. So this is the 19th January, that is today.
You spoke about some misunderstandings. Can you explain those misunderstandings to us?
NDC, we have expanded our electoral college to the extent that now every registered member of the party, every card-bearing member of the party can now vote. So it was something that has never happened before, a novel that we were introducing for the first time. So due to those processes, you needed to register because hitherto you had about 200, 300 people going to vote to elect a parliamentary candidate. Now you have over 8,000 people voting. And so therefore, the candidates were not in agreement on the register. After the exhibition of the register, one candidate thought we should delete certain names from the register. The other also thought certain 4,000 names should be added to the register. And so those misunderstandings got down with their supporters and there were some agitation. So based on that, the security agencies picked intelligence and advised that we should postpone the elections from there to avert any unforeseeable circumstances.
So have these misunderstandings been resolved?
Everything has been resolved. National has sat on it together with the regional executive, the constituency executives, and the aspirants themselves. So now there is understanding between the two candidates.